Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. JackStockwell.com is oriented towards the structural correction of the spine and the elimination of the kinds of misalignments that cause nerve interference, everything from migraines to sciatica, easily reduced in a visit or two to my office. Also, ForbiddenDoctor.com that covers the nutritional aspect of our practice because more and more people aren't buying the party line anymore that most of your food should come from the interior section of the grocery store. I've often asked them in the past, where's the, I refer to the dead zone in the supermarket. Try to shop the least amount of shopping you can do in the dead zone. And they always think I'm talking about the meat and the fish. No, I'm talking about the center of the store. If the food is in a box, a bag, or a can, it's dead and will provide very little nutritional support for your body or that of your children. It's overly processed. It has preservatives. And it usually has the wrong kind of oils, the seed oils, that contribute to cancer and heart disease. The healthy section is the section of the supermarket that Mother Nature made. Now, I'm not, you know, it's that's going to be the meat and the fish and the produce. The more you eat foods removed from what Mother Nature made, the more what Mother Nature wants you to get from your food has been removed. All right, now I'm going to go to a totally different subject than I usually handle on this show. But again, this is in answer to what a lot of patients want. Now, it's not a nutritional subject, but it's something that's going to be coming back very shortly before Christmas, I believe. And that's the subject of masks. Now, I've talked about this on Doug's show when Doug and I have talked together, when we were on the air at the same time. And there's going to be, we're moving into cold and flu season. And cold and flu is going to get called COVID again. And because of the fears that have been struck in this country regarding COVID, the uninformed are just going to get in line and start doing some of the most uncommon sense things that they can do, and one of which is wearing masks. Now, everywhere you turn today, I've been in the airport several times in the last 2 months. I'm going to be in the airport again this coming week, traveling back east to see grandchildren and my first great-grandchild. And I'm going to see healthy people wearing masks. You see them everywhere. But according to Patricia Neuenschwander, who has her master's in nursing and public health, an emergency room nurse with over two decades of experience, she says, and I'm going to be quoting some sources here, the idea of healthy people wearing masks simply is not supported by science. And so when Neuenschwander found out that her grandchild's Montessori preschool was requiring even toddlers, oh, for Pete's sake, requiring even toddlers to wear masks, she did a deep dive into the research to better educate herself, as I have done myself with her grandchild's having to wear a mask in school. So I'm going to quote from a letter that Patricia Neuenschwander sent to her preschool administrators. Now, there, if you go online and start searching for the science that supports mask wearing, it's very skewed science, very poorly put together science. In fact, it's scientism. It's not science. If you go looking for the science that says you don't need to be wearing masks, then you'll find some hardcore science. But I'm going to read a couple of sections here from this letter. She titled the letter, "Should Healthy People Be Wearing Masks During the COVID-19 Crisis?" Now, for a lot of people, the COVID-19 crisis is behind us, but it's coming back. It's coming back because the powers that be have another agenda in mind. And it's not going to have anything to do with COVID, but it's going to be called that. But anyway, she says this: "In the process of making decisions, one must evaluate the options. This includes the risks and benefits of the recommendation. And while there is considerable debate about healthy people wearing masks because of the current coronavirus situation, government officials are now recommending healthy people wear masks." And I don't know if you caught it, but a couple of weeks ago, Fauci was back on national news saying, promoting these new shots. And the only testing these new shots have done are on 10 mice, no human studies whatsoever, 10 mice, trying to find out if it triggered antibody development. And of course it did. But that's not the only way you evaluate this stuff. But he's also talking about we may have to don our masks again. So she says this. And if you're just tuning in, I usually am on pretty strong health topics rather than this, because this seems to have a political connotation to it. But no, this is a health topic. Should healthy people be wearing masks and rebreathing their carbon dioxide? Well, no. But she makes a great argument here that I want to use. So she says, what are the risks of serious complications or death from COVID-19? What are the benefits, using science and data, of healthy people wearing masks to prevent spreading a virus? And how about the risks to healthy people wearing a mask? So she says this: looking at risk of death from this novel coronavirus, we need to look at the real numbers. Models and predictions have not been accurate. The population in the United States is approximately 326,700,000 as of May 9, 2020. 76,934 have been reported to die from COVID as a complication of it or with it. And using the real numbers of people potentially at risk, and she does say, as we all are, and the number of these deaths, it works out to be 0.00023 or 0.023% of the population, which is essentially a 0% death rate in the general population at this time. In fact, that's the kind of number reported by the CDC from years previous of those who died from the flu with the complications of pneumonia. And you never hear about the flu and pneumonia anymore. So she says, it looks like the death rate from this is higher because not everybody's been exposed. So the death rate is higher in those known to be exposed. So the problem is we don't know how many people have been exposed. So if you don't have a completely accurate denominator to figure this stuff out, we really don't know the risk of dying if you become infected, because we don't really know what was the causative agent. Even today, if you get a home COVID test, and President Biden's been promoting these, and you read the insert, you read the paper insert, it's either completely blank, or if it's the one that has the information you might want to read, you read the fine print, and it says a positive indication from this test strip does not necessarily mean an infection of COVID-19, as other agents can cause a positive response with this test, or words to that effect. Now, there are several studies that show that people who have been infected with mild to no symptoms and fully recover. And a few recent studies looking at populations with real data of people who were infected who did not have symptoms or received treatment have shown the death rate to be much lower than was previously reported. And because most of the people tested were sick or were at a very high risk of infection based on exposure, we have no idea how many fully recovered. But we do know that older adults and people who had severe underlying medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes were at higher risk for developing serious complications from COVID-19. just as our elderly population and people who have heart or lung disease or diabetes, especially over the age of 70, are much more susceptible to death from flu or from pneumonia. Now, none of these risk factors are applicable whatsoever to healthy children. Children with no underlying health issues remain at an extremely low risk of being seriously affected or dying from this infection. In fact, to this day, in my research, there's no indication of a healthy child having died from COVID-19. By a healthy child, I mean under the age of 12. The children who have been reported to have died from COVID-19 were suffering serious comorbidities, cancer problems, birth defect problems, immunosuppression problems, but no healthy child, because they can't find a healthy child who got COVID-19. Now, I have no qualms with people at high risk staying home or wearing a mask in public. And in fact, it's probably a smart thing to do to protect themselves from getting worse. But I do have qualms about healthy people wearing masks and asking them to partake in an intervention that has not been shown to this day to benefit anybody and can potentially cause harm. I have a list over 1,000 research reports that show the ineffectiveness of wearing masks. And there was an important study using science to evaluate the cloth mask used to prevent infection. It was conducted in March of 2011, and it's a large prospective randomized clinical trial, and the first randomized clinical trial I've been able to find ever conducted on a cloth mask. Now, we're going to be going to break here in a few minutes, and when we get back, I'm going to quote from this study. And it was done by a large international team of researchers who knew there was something up when all this stuff began to break. But they got together and collated their information, shared their methodologies to make sure everybody was on the same page. And the study simply doesn't provide evidence for the effectiveness in high-risk populations. So I'm going to quote from the study when we get back here after the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Just thrilled to be a part of the Good Day Health Show. We will be right back.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too much longer, but in the meantime, I want to continue what I'm telling you about masks because it's going to be coming back. And my patients have said, well, when they make a mandatory again, I said, no. You have to understand what's going on behind making something mandatory. This is a political thing. It's simply a political thing, and we're coming into an election year. And so people trying to move up in the polls are going to do some funny things. And this may be during cold and flu season that's coming upon us again. Because in 2021 and 2022, there were very few figures at the CDC for cold and flu. It's like flu disappeared. And since coronavirus is related to the cold viruses, well, that's another show. I want to get back to masks here. And I'm trying to keep this on a scientific basis, not too political. But I'm going to quote from this large, randomized international study. Quote, this study is the first randomized of cloth masks, and the results caution against the use of cloth masks. This is an important finding to inform occupational health and safety. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. Further research is needed to inform the widespread use of cloth masks globally. However, as a precautionary measure, cloth masks should not be recommended, particularly in high-risk situations, and guidelines need to be updated. So the study doesn't provide evidence for effectiveness in high-risk population, but it certainly does not support healthy people wearing a cotton or a cloth mask. And so, more recently, researchers from the University of Illinois at the Chicago School of Public Health, which is one of the absolute centers of the study of public health in America, they reviewed the scientific literature. And while it was not an exhaustive review of masks and respirators as a source control and personal protection equipment, but it reviewed. And it locates and reviews the most relevant studies of laboratory and real-world performance regarding the subject. And the review, which has 52 citations, concluded this way. We do not recommend requiring the general public who do not have symptoms of COVID-19 COVID-19-like illness to routinely wear cloth or surgical masks. Why? This is from the study. There is no scientific evidence that they're effective in reducing the risk of SARS-CoV-2 transmission. Their use may result in those wearing the masks to relax other distancing efforts because they have a sense of protection. In other words, you will find people who might be ill around other people who might be ill in much closer proximity to one another because they think they're being protected by the mask. And then it said, we need to preserve the supply of surgical masks for the at-risk healthcare workers. A study done in 2020 in Seoul, South Korea, looked at the effectiveness of surgical and cotton masks in blocking COVID-19 in a controlled comparison of four different patients. And this is kind of interesting. We're going to be going to a break here in a few moments, but I want to go over this with you because they went further than just wearing a mask and measuring the health quotient of the people that were involved. They did some interesting things that kind of added weight to the outcome of not wearing or the harm of wearing a cloth mask. We're going to go to break. When we get back, I'll get into that a little bit more. I think you'll find that interesting. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I can be located at jackstockwell.com, as well as a host of information at forbiddendoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. can't confirm the exact number of Americans held by Hamas after their attack on Israel. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stated that 14 Americans have been killed and at least 20 are currently unaccounted for.
We mourn for all their lives, and we're actively working with Israelis to determine the whereabouts of the missing, including missing American citizens.
The administration is actively cooperating with Israel to locate them. The president reaffirms strong U.S. support for Israel and pledges to increase military aid.
The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and Democratic State of Israel can defend itself as we always have.
Congressional Republicans are increasingly optimistic they will select a new speaker this week. Representative Mike McCall of Texas says it must be done quickly.
Regardless of your differences, we need to come together and nominate and elect a speaker so we can move forward in a very dangerous time.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. After this segment, and I'm talking about these masks, I'll be joining Doug here before long to finish off the show. But I'm referring to this study done in Seoul, South Korea, 2020. And it was a controlled comparison of four patients, and the COVID-infected patients had to stay in negative pressure isolated rooms. That means the air was being sucked out of the room into a filter. The air of that room could not get outside the room except through isolated filtration system. When you're in a negative, the air is flowing into the room. If you're in a positive atmosphere room, the air is flowing out of the room. So these COVID-infected people, four of them, were in a negative pressure isolated room. And so the scientists compared the disposable surgical masks, three layers thick, with reusable cotton masks. And the researchers instructed the patients to cough five times while wearing no mask, surgical mask, or a cotton mask. And interestingly, all swabs from the outer masks, including surgical masks, were positive for COVID-19. The inner mask was also found to be contaminated, which means the mask did not effectively filter out the COVID virus, since it's just entirely too small. There's three layers to the mask. They had to cough while they weren't wearing a mask or a surgical mask or a cough. They were tested with wearing no mask. They were tested with wearing a surgical mask, and they were tested with wearing a cotton mask. And the surgical mask had three layers. This is the kind of mask a surgeon would be wearing during surgery in the operating room. And they found the outer layer of the mask contaminated with COVID-19, well, with SARS-CoV-2. Just as the inner part, which you would expect because that's the first layer catching their cough, but on the outer layer of the mask, there was also the same viral element. What does that mean? Well, it means it didn't stop anything. And why didn't it stop anything? Because the COVID virus is absolutely too small. If you have studied this on your own, as I know many of you have, about the smallest thing that exists inside the body till you get down to the quantum level is a virus. Viruses are incredibly small compared to a bacteria. There are bacteria that are bigger than some of the cells of the body. A lot of the bacteria are smaller than the cells of the body. But viruses are incredibly tiny compared to all of this stuff. And it's been compared to using a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. That's kind of the size comparison. Now, what does this study show? It simply means the masks did not effectively filter out the COVID virus. So the authors say this, quote, "Neither surgical nor cotton masks effectively filtered COVID-19 during coughs by infected patients." Conclusion, both surgical and cotton masks seem to be ineffective in preventing the dissemination of SARS-CoV-2 from the coughs of patients with COVID-19 to the environment and external mask surface. The World Health Organization has its mission, obviously, to direct international health within the United Nations systems. So what does the WHO recommend when it comes to healthy people wearing masks? Quote, "The WHO stands by recommendations to not wear masks if you are not sick and not caring for someone who is sick," end quote. Another quote from Dr. Mike Ryan, who's an epidemiologist, who is the executive director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, said this, "There's no specific evidence to suggest that the wearing of masks by the mass population has any potential benefit. In fact, there's some evidence to suggest the opposite in the misuse of wearing a mask properly or fitting it properly." That's the World Health Organization. Now, according to the CDC, avoiding close contact with sick individuals, frequently washing your hands with soap and water, not touching your eyes, your nose, or your mouth with unwashed hands are effective preventive tips. We were taught that in kindergarten. And so the CDC also recommends covering your mouth and nose with a cloth face covering when you're around others and just practicing, quote, good respiratory hygiene. But here's the rub. The CDC then goes on to say that the cloth face cover protects other people in case you're infected. But in this statement, the CDC provides no scientific citations whatsoever to support their claim that wearing a mask is effective at preventing you from spreading the virus to others. So while the WHO comes out, World Health Organization says it doesn't do anything. This large study that was done earlier that I mentioned, and then the study that was done in Seoul, South Korea with these four infected people coughing five times into with a mask, without a mask, with a cloth mask, and with a surgical mask, found the virus on the outside layer of the mask, knowing that the mask did not prevent it. But the CDC comes along and says it's an effective way to prevent you from spreading virus to others. Now, the Surgeon General, America's Jerome Adams, said in an interview in March, I don't remember if it was this year or last year, that masks can be dangerous because people tend to touch their mask many times per hour. And now that we know that the viral element is on the outside layer of the mask, and people just subconsciously are touching the mask because subconsciously their body is saying, this shouldn't be here. What is this thing in the front of my face? As opposed to people who are not wearing a mask, not touching their face several times an hour. So there's this CNN story. It's since been removed from the internet, but it bore the headline, masks may actually increase your coronavirus risk if worn improperly, Surgeon General warns. Now, you have to go back to the Wayback Machine to read this because the CDC took it down after they published it. But it says this, you can increase your risk of getting it by wearing a mask if you are not a healthy care provider, Adams said during an interview on Fox and Friends on Monday morning. Folks who don't know how to wear them properly tend to touch their face a lot and actually can increase the spread of the coronavirus. We're certainly seeing more spread in communities, but it's important for folks to know that right now their risk as American citizens remains low. There are things people can do to stay safe. There are things they shouldn't be doing, and one of the things they should not be doing in the general public is going out and buying masks. Now, that's the Surgeon General of the United States. Then on a separate page, the CDC says this. CDC recommends wearing cloth face coverings in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, such as grocery stores, pharmacies, post offices, especially in areas of significant community-based transmission. However, once again, there are no scientific citations that went with that comment. And they go on to say that the recommendation has changed because they figured it out that it's so transmissible from one person to the next. And then after all of the other stuff that's happened with the COVID, the mRNA vaccines over the last 2 years anyway, it doesn't stop transmission. Pfizer and Moderna finally comes out and admits, well, it turns out that the vaccine does not prevent transmission. And, yeah, it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID-19. This has been stated several times now, so hence we have to take boosters. Now, I haven't had any of these. I haven't had any shots. I will not get any of these things. I certainly won't be getting any boosters because I won't be getting any of the first shots. But these mixed messages can be very confusing because what we know for sure is that the CDC knew from February 26th, the date of the first community spread case in the U.S. in 2020, that people transmit the virus from person to person. Now, it's not like this is some unique virus that suddenly gets transmitted. All viruses get transmitted. You can't get away from viruses. Some people try to paint this picture that a virus is this grisly-looking, spidery-type thing hiding around the corner, waiting for you to walk by and jumps off the wall and infects you. You are literally walking through an ocean of viruses all the time in the atmosphere. Just as you cannot get away from bacteria, you cannot get away from viruses and bacteria any more than a fish can get away from water. There are those well-respected scientists who estimate that in the atmosphere of our planet, there are probably 10 to the 23rd power. That's 10 with 23 zeros of viruses in the atmosphere. That's more than all the stars in the known universe. And as the James Webb telescope continues to discover more and more galaxies, they do not equal the number of viral elements inside the atmosphere of this planet. And it's also 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the soil and 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the ocean, most of which are very friendly and helpful in the sense of building immune response. So what's going on here? Well, it's all political. Unless you're very sick or you're around somebody who's very sick, then you want to take obvious hygienic measures as you would before anybody ever even heard of COVID. You want to be careful. But the idea is we don't force masks to protect against the flu. Why would we force masks to prevent against COVID-19? You know, the CDC has known for decades that person-to-person transmission spreads influenza virus. But the CD has never told us to wear a mask to stop the spread of flu. As a matter of fact, the CDC specifically says masks don't work, and they do not recommend wearing a mask to prevent transmission of the flu, even during cold and flu season. I'm quoting from the CDC. No recommendation can be made at this time for mask use in the community by asymptomatic persons, including those at high risk for complications to prevent exposure to influenza viruses. But wait, on this separate page related to the recommendations to wear face covering, the CDC does provide 7 recent publications to support the use of masks for COVID. So we're kind of running out of time for the rest of this show. A lot of this you can go to Medline.com and search for masks, surgical masks, the plastic masks, and these blue plastic masks are even more dangerous than the cloth masks, because you are breathing in plastic particles. And there's plenty of studies to show that we don't want plastic inside our lungs. I hope this helps. And obviously I'm getting a little bit emotional here about the whole thing, because I go over this weekly with patients asking me these questions. And when I see people driving in a car by themselves wearing a mask, or I see joggers wearing a mask, or I see people riding bicycles with a mask, oh my goodness. And I know many of you have the same response. What in the world's going on here? Okay, I'm going to join Doug here in just a few minutes. You can get more information at thegooddayhealthshow.com/podcast, as well as forbiddendoctor.com under podcast. We're going to be with Doug here in just a moment. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and just so proud to be a part of your show today.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-93.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Family Farmer, 53 past the hour. In case you missed it, or you do miss it, or you may not have it on top of mind, American Family Farmer Show is available every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There is a download, a podcast, some of our more recent discussions. Had a fellow on from Shady Brook Farm, and we talked about how the family has been able to hold on to the land, actually growing it from a very small acreage to pretty large acreage. That was a good conversation. And those are the kind of stories that I want to tell so that you can be inspired. And perhaps there's some idea that germinates in your mind from listening to these conversations. Happy to help. Check it out, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We also have our daily food farm family input that comes from my weekday syndicated program, the Good Day program. We have a food farm family segment, and all the input there daily changes. Foodfarmfamily.com. More information about what you're eating, where it's coming from, that sort of thing. But it is it's compelling, if I do say so myself. I don't put it together. Jay Kirshner does. But there's a lot of very helpful, serious information there for anybody who eats. So hopefully that's everybody. Last week on my opining section, I was talking about the conditions, how optimistic farmers seem to be. That seems to be one of the bywords. A farmer, I find the farmers that I'm around are more optimistic than not. However, this is another point of view sent to me by somebody who didn't agree, obviously, with my point of view. Someone who's a producer is having a notably tough time. This guy listens to me in Indiana, and he cited a Purdue University study that shows that the barometer of positive sentiment had dropped down 8 points from where it was earlier this year on a scale of 1 to 100. And actually during the course of the year, he said recently it was down 8 points. During the course of the year, prior to that, it had been down 13 points. That is, what are the future expectations that farmers have? And this particular survey of the ag economy was nowhere near as positive as the information I passed to you last week. That tells me a couple of different things. First of all, any study, any survey that's done is done hopefully to turn out the way that people who are paying for the survey want it to turn out. That's just the way it is. You know, you see people who, you look at a Gallup poll or you look at a Pew poll, and usually whoever pays for it, unless it's a public interest group, has an agenda. So if Ford Motor Company pays for some company to do a survey as to what the most popular car and truck is in America, guess what? They're going to come back with Ford being the most popular, and then they can use that. Hey, this survey says Ford's the most popular. Well, in this circumstance, I'm looking at emotion. I'm looking at how you're investing the most important capital you have, and that's you and your time and your acumen. And so as I look at the prices for farm machinery, talk about this right to repair thing, the cost of fuel, the interest rates, I get what this person is telling me about this survey. The negative view is compounded by all these realities. And so how can you be positive? How can you look at the farm financial index and think, hey, this is great? Because it isn't. And so I wanted to present this other point of view, food for thought, because I know, as I sit here and do this program, that when I went through that of trying to make people feel better about what they're doing, because that's part of my job, to make you feel better, but to also bring you news and things that'll help stir the pot. And if you listen to my Good Day program Monday through Friday, you know that's kind of where my head's at. I want people to think better about themselves and about what they're doing. But sometimes people, you know, they look at stuff like this, the short-term farmland value expectation index, which has gone up 126 points in the past year. It's not at an all-time high, but it's pretty doggone close. 39% of the respondents said they couldn't buy farmland because the opportunity isn't there. They can't afford it or they can't find it. And that's because it's getting eaten up. You heard me earlier in the program talking about this bill to keep the Chinese mostly, but other governments from buying our land. And so I get that there are lots of conditions that are unsavory and that we have our...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.